Gemara today, for the first time in many days, we're going to have a little bit of agadata. Sangur Gishmak. Zok the Mishnah. Arba asa shechol li yois b'Shabbos. We've had this Mishnah already a couple of times quoted in our Masechta, and this is a common occurrence even nowadays. Every 10-20 years, we have that Arba asa erev yom tov falls out on Shabbos, and that causes all types of halachic issues. Anyway, the issue that we're going to deal with is the deal of Biur Chametz. Mem Tes Amad Aleph. As we all know, you're supposed to do Biur Chametz in the beginning of Shoah Shishis Midrabanan, which means sometime between 11 and 12 o'clock on Erev Yom Tov. The problem is, if Erev Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, we cannot go and burn the Chametz. So what should we do? It's a three-way machloikis in our Mishnah, what one should do. You should go and leave two sudois to eat on Friday night and Shabbos morning. Make sure you make an exact cheshbon of how much you need. And any other morsel of chametz that you have, go and destroy it and decimate it and eradicate it. That's the way Rashi learns pshat. You leave over two sudois. Rather, there's another mafarish that Dasi Balamur says that you shouldn't leave over anything, and you should only eat non-chametz on that Shabbos. You shouldn't eat
Yerukas.
Things, of course, you hold even matzah, but of course, matzah is problematic. Yeah, something like that. But the matzah, yes. Anyway, Rashi says at the top that you leave over
the chalusah. The matzah is supposed to eat only from at night. The chiv matzah.
For sure.
Cholal is ono
chametz u'matzah halayla zeh kolay matzah.
Cholal you're allowed to eat chametz. What do you call it? I mean, matzah should really.
That's a very, very problematic issue, and there's a lot of discussion about it.
But the day before you could say,
Let's go weiter. Anyway, bottom line is that you mivare the chametz melefnei haShabbos divremei v'chomayimrem bezmanoi. What means bezmanoi? You go and destroy the chametz at the regular time on the Shabbos, as if it was the regular day. Obviously, you cannot go and make a fire, chas v'shalom, but you go and do it in permissible ways. When it comes to truma, that you have to go and destroy before Shabbos. The chulin you leave to the zman on Shabbos. What's the difference between truma and chulin, says Rashi? Because when it comes to truma, there are very, very few options and alternatives. If the person has looked around and there are no kehanim to go and invite for that Shabbos, so he doesn't have a kohen. What should he do with that truma? You can't even go and give it to the behema of a zar. So if there are no kehanim and there are no behemas of the kehanim, so what is he going to do with it? He should go and burn it. But chulin, zok Rashi, you can find oichlim harbe. You don't expect guests, but you never know. You come into shul at night, there one or two people came unexpectedly, they have no place to stay, and you can go and give them the chulin. So chulin, there are many more options and alternatives, so don't go and destroy it before Shabbos. Truma, you have to destroy before Shabbos, because there are no kehanim around that are available. Dr. Yimar, Tanya, Sir Blizzard Batsudik brings a raya to his shita. I remember one time my father was staying on this type of situation in Yavna. What means this situation? So says now Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, I remember a story that I was together with my father in Yavna, and Zunan, who was Mamunah Shur ben Gamliel, he announced that now on Shabbos is the time to go and burn it, and we went, not to burn it, but to do the Biur Chametz, and on Shabbos we went and we did Biur Chametz. Is a riot to me, says Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, that when it comes to Chulin, you do Chulin bizmanan. Azoy's Poshib Shat in the Gemara. The Gemara is a bissel shver, because this is not a raya only to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. This is a raya to all three, to the Meir and the Chacham. After all, the Chacham all to say bizmanai, meaning on Shabbos you're supposed to do the Biur Chametz. So it's fine according to Chacham. But even according to the Meir, that says it's supposed to be Mavir Zekob Lefnei HaShabbos, but says Rashi, but you leave over Kedei Achilasai, the amount that you expect to eat on Friday night and Shabbos morning. What happens if after you finish your Seud on Shabbos morning, you still have some chametz left over? What are you supposed to do? Just throw up your hand and say, no, I did the best I can, and just let's leave it. You have to do Bir Chametz, even according to the Meir. So what's Rabbi Elazar Batori telling us? I remember that we wanted to do Bir Chametz. Even a Kuntra Meir, whatever is left over, you got to do Bir Chametz. So the Mefarshim explained that the Ikavart is not by the fact that Rabbi Elazar Batori is saying that Zunin said, let's go and burn the Chametz. But rather he said, Higia Eis Levayr Es HaChametz, which is Mashvit. This is the principal major time. In other words, this is the time that we got to do the Bir Chametz. Not on Friday before Shabbos.
Like
Ramey. The real time is now. And so therefore says Rabbi Tzadok, that's why I went and burned my Chulim Bizmana. So Baita, it's not a Rai against the Chacham, because the Chacham also hold that you're supposed to do Bizmana. But at least we have a Rai L'Choyre, not like Ramey, that L'chat Chilo, the Bir Chametz, is on Shabbos, and not on Friday. But again, not derech sreifa, but those ways that it's mutter to go and destroy the chametz. Zog the Mishnah. Ha-hoylech lishchoit es pischoi, v'lomol es benoi, v'le'achol su'ud as edis imabeis chomov. It's Erev Yontif, and a Yid is going to Yerushalayim or to the Beis HaMikdash to go and Shech the Korban Pesach, or he's going to a Bris Milah, or he's going to a Sudas Edison Beis Chomov, in other words, his own Sudas Edison, or at least a close family member. Venizkar, and en route, he remembers, She Yesh L'Chametz B'Tech Beisei, Ay, 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 I forgot to do the Bir Chomet. What do I do? If he only started out on his trip, and there's still enough time to run home, do the Bir Chomet, and then go back to do the other Dvar Mitzvah, that's what you should do, go home. But if it's not...
Which takes priority of all these first? Isn't Korban Pesach have a time?
Yes, so, Korban Pesach definitely has a time.
So, Ov Hazman, Bottle of Korban?
No, no, it's that whole afternoon.
I don't know.
He has the mitzvah. He should have
been Mavayil Chametz in the afternoon.
You're supposed to go and do it before the Shoshi.
You're
supposed to do it by the end of the sixth hour. And what happens if he didn't? So then you burn it later on. You don't want to leave it until the Pesach. He had real chametz and he wants to get rid of it and he forgot and now he's going. And by the way, it says Ahoyl Lishkal is Pischoy. Not necessarily that he lives right next to the Beis Hamikdash. He may live Echweis in Tel Aviv, and now he's traveling, starting at 11:30, to get to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach. And now, before he leaves, whilst he's en route, ay, 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 I forgot my chumet.
How much? That you can ask. How much is it going to go back?
Oh, we're going to talk about it. When I finish. Anyway, so bottom line, Zok din zeh Mishnah, if he can get back in time, good. If he cannot get back in time, then he should do a bitul b'leib. Says Rashi, because min ha-toira, bitul bi al-masagi. That we say, that in addition to the bitul that we say, kol chamir v'chamir, that you also go and do the sreifa, is because of the Rabbanon were concerned that Shema Yimtza Gliske Yofa, when set them glisten to Essen, that Gliske Yofa. So therefore, we tell him go and eradicate the chametz physically and not only halachically. But here I have no choice. If he's going to go back to do Bir Chametz, he won't be able to go and participate to do the Shechitas Korban Pesach, the Bris Milah, etc. So therefore, Mevatlei B'Leibah. Now that's a case where the conflict was a Dvar Mitzvah. What happens if it's a conflict that involves a Dvar Sakana? The reason why this person is not home is because he was called up, he was drafted to go and save against Nochrim, this Chas v'Shalom, it's a war, to do the water has unfortunately a tsunami, there's a building collapse. In other words, there are major emergencies involving a sakona. In this case, you've got the believer, he shouldn't even think about going home. Even if he has extra time, is a sakana, you should run to the sakana and not be concerned, do a bit of believe and finished. Now what happens if the conflict was not a Dvar Mitzvah, nor was it a Maisev Sakana, but it was Lishbois Shvisas Harishus, What means lishma shvisas rishus? Says Rashi, this person on Yontif morning, the first day of Pesach, he heard that there's a gevaldige baldarshan that came all the way from Kishkin Holosh to the surrounding towns and neighborhoods, and he wants to hear him the next day because he can give a drusha mamish gevaldig. Now that type of going and making a special eruvitz chumen would be l'dvar mitzvah. But here we're talking about not l'dvar mitzvah. He wanted to go shvisa rishus, that he and his wife decided that they want to have a nice stroll, a nice walk, and they've already gone in all the other directions, and they want to go in that direction. It's a shvisa rishus, not l'shem mitzvah. Ah, since it's not l'shem mitzvah, yachzer miyad. Here you have no eitz of bitul bi'alma, he should go home, do a proper bi'er chumen. If as a result he won't be able to go for a stroll the next day in that direction, so he won't be able to. So therefore, the halach in such a case, yachzer miyad, go home and do the bi'er chumen. Azoi learned Rashi. Gerada Toisus learns a little bit differently, and Toisus says it's talking about a person who's going away for Yontif. I know that nobody ever. Toisus says. Toisus says against Andre Pshat, and that this is mind-boggling. Nobody ever heard something like that. That a person wants to go away for Yontif of Pesach, but not that he's going to a hotel. Tab Toisus says that he's going lismoyach bePesach beBeis Oyhavoy Oykroivoy, a very dear friend or his mishpacha. So therefore, the reason why he's leaving erev Yontif is because he intends going away for Yontif, but kepacht ala peklach with ala bagash, and they're en route. And then he remember, ay, I forgot to do a bir chametz. He better go home and do the bir chametz. If he won't be able to get Oyhavoy Oykroivoy, this is not going to be a problem. But lamasa, that's the shvisa rishus we're talking about, that he had plans to go away for Yontif. Make sure your bir chametz comes first. Now, until now we spoke about the din of bir chametz. Now we're going to talk about the inyan of kodshim kalim. As you know, kodshim kalim can be eaten the entire shtot Yerushalayim. What happens if you go out of the outskirts of Yerushalayim and you take with you the kodshim kalim? It becomes posel b'yoytzei. Once it becomes posel b'yoytzei, you have to burn it. Question is, where do you burn it? He already left Yerushalayim and now remembers and his pekel he has him back. He's holding Basar Kodesh Kodshim Kalim, and now it's already too late. It's become posel b'yoytzei. What does he do with it? Im over tzoifim, if he passed tzoifim. What's made tzoifim? Rashi says tzoifim is the name of a kfar. There's a village called tzoifim. The reason why it had the name tzoifim. Right, he's look at Rashi. Sheyesh im over tzoifim. About three lines higher than our Gemara. Im over tzoifim. Shem kfar. It was the name of a village. Sheyachal lirois beis amigdish misham. It was close. That's probably the same reason why Mount Scopus is called Har Tzoifim, because you can also see the beis amigdish from there.
They had this. Tradition that mountain already was this halacha.
Kenzan. Anyways, this is Rashi's pshat. Toisus is very upset about this pshat because Toisus says this kfar tzoifim was only in one of the four directions from Yerushalayim. For instance, if a person's going east, he hits tzoifim. What happens if he goes west or north or south? So then, what do you do then? He doesn't have the city of tzoifim to go. Other Gemara says Toisus, see the second Toisus, that when the Gemara has such a situation, it would say Tzoifim, Ukumidosoi L'chol Ruach. The same amount of space, in the same distance. The Gemara jumps it. And therefore Toisus says that the word Tzoifim, Taka doesn't mean the name of a place, rather it means anywhere that you have to be outside Yerushalayim, that you can be tzoifel l'meirachak, that you can still see Yerushalayim, dosei tzoifim. And therefore, it's not a place called tzoifim, but anywhere that you're able to still see Yerushalayim. So what happens then? Imav tzoifim, if you already passed that, and you look back at Yerushalayim, ich zeishon ish Yerushalayim, I can't see it any longer, sarfim b'mkoyimai, then just burn it over here, you don't have to go back. However, imlav, if you have not passed tzoifim yet, and you're still between Yerushalayim and Tzoifim, choizir b'tzoif l'fnei abira, gei tzirik in Yerushalayim, and burn l'fnei abira means on the Harabayis, and on the Harabayis there was a Mokam Yucha that they used to go and burn all the Kodshim Kalim, the Kodshi Kudishim that became Posel. Then you had to go and burn them within the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash itself. However, if you're talking about... There was a place called... I'm sorry?
There were three places we had last year in the Marmidos.
Exactly. There were talking three Beis HaDeshens. One of the Beis HaDeshens was within the Azara itself, where they used to go and burn Kodshi Kudishim that became Posel, such as either Biyotze or Betumma or Pigel or Noise or whatever.
Bira was one of the sides.
Bira is referring to the Harabayis.
Just on the Harabayis. Not in the Mokam Midrash,
on the Harabayis. They had a special place where they used to go and burn the Kodshim. Anyway, the Gemara Taka says that he says, Midrash, there were three Bati Deshen. One Beis HaDeshen was in the Azara, one was in the Harabayis, and one was Chutz LaMachane, where they used to go and burn, for instance.
What's the mitzvah of burning Psulim on the Harabayis? Maybe you burn there wherever it is.
Because the Pasuk says, Ba'koidish bo'esh tisarev, that when you go and burn it, you have to go and burn it
ba'koidish bo'esh
tisarev. As we say, Rashi brings it.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to be sorry.
Just want to understand.
You know, you did fine. The real pasuk doesn't is that's not the pasuk pshat in the pasuk, because the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is a bit
under.
Yeah, 100%. It says in the pasuk
ba'koidish bo'esh
tisarev. It's a pasuk v'chol chatos asher yuva midoma el oil moy. This is talking about a person who is Zaira Frima. He has very, very good intentions, but unfortunately, Nishka Grois the Talmud Chochm. Because everybody knows there are two different types of chatois. Most chatois that you bring throughout the year are chatois chitzoinois. What means chatois chitzoinois? That you spritz the dam on the Mizbeach chitzoin. There is an occasional chatos that you go and spritz in the panimi inside,
very rare,
in the heichal. What are those types of kabbanis? Number one, on every single Yom Kodesh you did it, and number two, throughout the year, when or Par Koyin HaMashiach, that hopefully that happened very rarely on those days that they had to bring a par into the heichal to do the spritzing. People said, holy cow, what happened today? Because normally this was a very, very rare thing. Because the whole par helm davishal tziva means that they went and asked the Bezin HaGadol for a psak, and they passed it incorrectly, and Klal Yisrael followed that psak. In such a case, they had to bring a par, or the Kohen HaMashiach, meaning the Kohen Gadol made a mistake. Kohen Gadol made a mistake. Exactly, right. Exactly. Anyway, so bottom line is, since the pasuk refers to Chol Chatos, Asheyuva Midoma, what happened was, you have a private individual bringing a private chatas, but he says, why is it that the Kohen Gadol, he gets the credit, he gets the special treatment, that they go and spritz the blood in the heichel? I also want to go and have my blood, not my blood, but the blood of my chatas spritzed in the heichel. Chol chatas yuva midamel oil moyed v'chaper b'koidish loisi achel bo'esh tisarev. Aha, so now the Gemara darshins v'chaper b'koidish bo'esh tisarev, that the sreifa of this posel of carbon's got to be b'koidish. And therefore, it's got to be done inside the Azara itself.
Yeah, but that's really a chatas, not a posel chatas.
Yeah, but that, it becomes posel by the fact that you did an improper zrika. The zrika has to be done.
B'chol
chatas hashiyuva midama el oyel moy lechaper b'koidish lo yisiyocha is now a posel. Exactly, that's why there's a base addition in the Azara b'koidish b'ishisar. Similarly, by Kodshim Kalim, you don't have it in the Azara, you have it on the Mokim HaMikdash, you have it in the Harabayis.
We do each one in its place.
Exactly. Givaldik is of Zeh Zeh Hashem. Anyway, that's all if you're within Soifim. Bring it back to the Harabayis and go and burn it there lefnei Habira. Me'atzei HaMarocha. Now, Me'atzei HaMarocha doesn't mean to say that you have to use a Me'atzei HaMarocha. It means to say that if you want to burn it lefnei Habira, you use the Me'atzei HaMarocha. V'smeinich. So Rashi doesn't really go into it in any great detail. But in other Mesechtes, and Mietchim will get to it, in Kodshim, they talk about the fact that the Sreifa that we're talking about Kodshim Kalim, can be done anywhere within Yerushalayim. It doesn't have to be on the Harabira. And if you do it anywhere in Yerushalayim, then you have to use your own Eitzim. You cannot use the Atzim Arocha that were miyuchad for the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to do it in the Har HaBira, yes, there was a special Beis HaDesh in there, and then you're entitled to use the Atzim Arocha which were miyuchad for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore you really have two choices. You can either do it on the Har HaBira, meaning on the Har HaBayis, with the Atzim Arocha, but then if you're doing it there, you have to use Atzim Arocha. Alternatively, you can do it anywhere in Yerushalayim, and then you can use your Atzim, and you cannot use the Atzim Arocha. So therefore, when our Mishnah says, "Lefnei bim Atzim Arocha," it's really a package deal. You're doing it over there, use the Atzim Arocha. You want to do it somewhere else, you can go and use your own Atzim. Anyway, so now the question is, how much did you have in your pekel that you have to be choizer? Now this kamehin choizer, says Rashi, goes both on the din of chometz and on the din of kodshim that you took outside Yerushalayim. In both cases, for instance, this person went, he's now on the way to his oihavoi oikroivoi for yontif, and he remembers, oi, I didn't do the bir chometz yet. At kamehin choizer, how much did he leave at home? He only left those 10 little crumbs. How much of those 10 crumbs add up to? Or he took a bissel basar kodesh and he remembers that he has in his knapsack some basar kodesh that's outside Yerushalayim. But he only left over a mashu, nishka grois zachen. The question is, that kam hein choysen, the meir oimer ze veze be kebeya, the shear by both of them is kshir kebeya. If you have a kebeya of chometz at home, run home. If you have a kshir kebeya of kodeshim, bring it back and burn it in Yerushalayim. If you're within Yerushalayim, ad tsoifim. The peter oimer ze veze kezayis, now both of the shear is kezayis. The Chachamim make a shtickle compromise. Baser Kodesh bekezayis, the chometz bekebeya. Now, what's the reason why here there's a din of a kezayis and a chometz bekebeya? So, if you look at the second Toisus before the end, Toisus brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says because baser Kodesh less late akana bebitul. There is no way by kodshim to go and do your backup a bitul bi'alma. And so therefore, Hechmiru
b'kezayis. Yeah, but you
did b'soyif b'mkayma. True, true. But the chumra was, you do b'koydish b'tisar, doing Yerushalayim. Av chometz, islay takona b'bitul, by chometz yichaduch anaitza, I could be mevatel it, le'yechmiru ad kebeya. So therefore, if what you have left at home is less than a kebeya, then you don't have to run home, be'itul ba'al masagi. But if you have a bey or more, then you got to run home to go and do a real sreifas chometz.
But what difference is the kezayis or kebeya? You say chayivu with a kezayis ba'yiro, no?
Mitchum, we're going to dwell on that at the end of today's gemara. Mitchum, the bottom of the Amud Beis, we're going to talk about that. We started off the Mishnah. Remember, we had three categories. We had the category of a person going to Dvar Mitzvah, and that Dvar Mitzvah was Shechitas Korban Pesach, Mila, or Sudas Erisin. The second category we had was for Hatzalah purposes, L'Hatzal Min Anochem, Min Anoam, Min Alistim. And the third one was the case of the Shvisas Harishus. And the difference between Halacha number 1 and Halacha number 3, if you're going for Dvar Mitzvah, Im Yochel Lachzar, you should be Choyzer. If you can't, Yivayr and be Mevatel B'Libay. By the person, the Shvisas Harishus, Yachzim Miyad, you don't give him the choice to do a bitl Ba'alma, you gotta run home. I have a brisa which is soiser a mishnah, because the brisa says a hoylich lecho sudas edus and beis chamav, which was part of the first category of our mishnah that we said im yochel lachzar be choizer, if not be mavato, and v'lish mishvoiser rishus, which that was the third category which we said yachzum yad, and here the brisa puts the two together that they're the same din. What's going on? Exactly, in sudas edus and bar mitzvah that we should have the halach of the reish of our mishnah yochel lachzar choizer. That's not considered to be the full-fledged mitzvah yet. It's only rishus according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it's only rishus, that's the braisa yachsa miyad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah. It's just like lishchad es pischad lomul es benoy. Says Yimara. Hashim Rav Chizda, however, Rav Chizda said, Machloikis besuda shnia, ah, besuda rishon edivi hakoil mitzvah, afilutayim ahavahar Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, and Rashi already points out, that they used to have two seudois, the seuda rishona and the seuda shnia. The seuda rishona was what the Braisa and what the Mishnah called the sudas erisin. The seuda shnia was an opportunity for the chosin to go and visit the kala and bring along sivloinais, bring along presents. And since he was bringing a present, the Kala would say, you know what, if you're here already, why don't you stay for a meal and let's go and celebrate together. That was the Suda Shnia. That Suda Shnia is considered to be of a lesser madrega than the Sudas Eirisim. And therefore says our Gemara, the Suda Shnia, everybody agrees that's a Dvar Mitzvah, there's no question. It's only by the Suda Shnia that there's a Machlokes. Then you don't have to say that the Mishnah and the Braise, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Yoisi, both can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says that it's a Dvar Mitzvah, just like Shechitas Korban Pesach, and just like going to a Bris, and therefore Miochel Lachzer Choizer Bimlav Mevatloi. That's Suda Rishoyne. That is, it says in the Braise, Lechol Suda Seiris from Beis Chomav, or Lishmei Shvisa Rishus Yachsamiyah. That's Suda Shnia, which is not on the same Madrega as the first one. And the Gemara Taka says, Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Lo Shemati Ava Sudas Eirisin, that our Mishnah says that you can be choizer if you have time. Vimlav, Yivato Beliba, you should do a bitl ba'alma. I heard that by the Suda Rishonis, Suda Seirisin. Avloi b'Siflonis. Siflonis, that's the Dvar Rishus. You should go Yachsa Miyad. Om Le Rabbi Yoisi, Ani Shemati Suda Seirisin, V'Siflonis. That by both Sudas, which is exactly what the Gemara just said according to Rav Chisda. And in fact, it's a shtikl shver. Why did the Gemara go and say Tanya? The Gemara should have said Tanya Nami Hachi, because the Braisa L'Chor is word for word what Rav Chisda said. That's the final Toises here on the Omid. And Toises blaz by Akasha, why didn't the Gemara use the common term Nami Hachi Chadacharai from the Braisa like Rav Chisda? Okay. Now from here, we're going to have a lot of agadata. Some of the agadata will be difficult to understand, not under the word. The words will be easy to understand, but to understand the concepts involved. Tanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, called Suda She'enu Shel Mitzvah. Anything which is just a party, and not a Suda's Mitzvah, ain't Tamar Chochma Shoy Lehenes Mimena. And then, a Tamar Chochem shouldn't go there. Now, you would think that's probably talking about Achvaisa, a birthday party or something like that. No, Kigoyin Mai, I'll give you an example. Om Reb Yoichanan, Kigoyin Baskoyin Li Yisrael. Oyoyoy. A Baskoyin marries Yisrael, that's considered to be a Suda She'enu Shel Mitzvah. That before you jump up and down and wonder how could this possibly be, you'll see in a few lines that Gemara is going to say that this is talking about that the Yisrael was an Am Haaretz, not that the Yisrael was a Tam Chochma.
Yeah,
that's the next one. But on the Bas Koyin Yisrael, after all, every day of the week you have Bas Koyins that go and marry Yisraelim. Are you going to tell me that all of these are...
Then they're both the same.
The Bas Koyin, the Koyin doesn't have to be a Talmid Chacham.
Oh,
Baruch Hashem, all of the Kahanim in our midst are Groyser Talmid Chacham. But there are Kahanim in Alaska and other places like that that the Kahanim in Nishazach are Groyser Talmid Chacham. And it's a Chakoyin. So then if the Yisrael is an Am Haaretz, then it's considered to be a Suda She'enu Shel Mitzvah. But if the Yisrael is a Talmid Chacham, he's marrying a Bas Koyin, that's a Shin Gut. But Baltimore, same thing. Ubas Talmid Chacham, La Am Haaretz. Same thing applies if you have a Bas Talmid Chacham, should not marry an Am Haaretz. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Koyin Li Yisrael, Ein Zivugan Oyli Yofa. If a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael who is Leiden Am Haaretz, Chas V'Sholom, the Zivug is not going to do what it's supposed to. Freiti Mahi, explain to me what means Ein Zivugan Oyli Yofa. Omer Rav Chisda, Chas V'Sholom, Oy Almana, he's going to pass away, and therefore she'll stay in Amana. Oy Gerusha, there's going to be a get. Oy Zera Engla, or they won't have children. Now, where do we take all of this from? Sarashi says, I have an Asmachta, a Posik. It says in the Posik, Uvas Koyin Kisi Eli Ishzor, he Bisrumas HaKodeshim Loi Soichel. If a Bas Koyin marries an Ishzor, meaning a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat. He Bisrumas HaKodeshim Loi Soichel, she's not allowed to eat Truma. And the next Pasik says, Uvas Koyin Kisi Almonu Grusha, Vizera Ein La, Vishova Beisavir Kinarel, Mivlechem Vietoichel. Ah, so now we have these two Psukim together, so therefore I dashin. Uvas Koyin Kisi Eli Ishzor. If you have a Bas Koyin that marries a Zor, marries a Yisrael. What does the Pasik say after that? Uvas Koyin Kisi Almonu Grusha, Vizera Ein La, Habach that this marriage is going to lead up to a situation of almana grusha v'zera ema. That's what he's attracting.
Question: don't you have a chazama says that a person should seek a bas talmud chochem? So why should a talmud chochem shouldn't allow his daughter to be married to amaret?
That's exactly
the way around. Said amaret should look for a bas talmud chochem.
No, an amaret should learn to learn. Should go and
should learn a bas talmud chochem.
A tamachoch, an amaretz or guy in Lenin.
A tamachochem should look for a bas tamachochem. Let's say she's a wonderful person, but she's a bas, you know, you look for, she's the daughter of a tamachochem. So your bas koyin married a tamtul. Oh my God, it's so.
There was a story that took place about 40 years ago where there were two mechutanim, it's emes amasa. One mechutanim is a groisa, groisa goyin, a groisa tamar chacham, and the other mechutan, we're not choshev about the bus, but nishka azak goyin oilam, we're not about the So the second one was musing with the first one. He was hoping to go on a kind of a fishing expedition. He was fishing for a compliment. He said to the first Mechitin, you're Meshadach with me after all. So he was hoping that he would say, no, he said to him, nothing stops you from going back to yeshiva and going and learning some more. So you got to be careful when you're fishing for compliments. Sometimes you get over the head. Anyways, emesimas. Anyway, continue on. The Masisa Natana in the Brice, it says that Chas v'Sholim, if you have an Amoritz marrying a Bas Koyin, Tonish Deitachim Brice, Koivro, Chas v'Sholim, he has to go and Nebuch go to her Levaya, Oy Kavrasoi, she has to go to his Levaya. Now, of course, it's very rare that a husband and wife die simultaneously. So it's almost always the case that one is Koiv the other. But as she said, we're talking about early on, prematurely. If they both live to 120, as they get. But Chas v'Sholom, if he's koyver her below his man, or she's koyver him below his man prematurely, that's a terrible thing. This Chas v'Sholom, this zivug is not only yofa. Chas v'Sholom, they might become aniyim. A person who wants to become an oisher, yidbak bezare shel aron, he should go and marry a bas koyin. A person who wants to go and have ashiris, he should go to zare shel har. Now, what's the zare shel har? Is an inyan of ashiris, because we know it says in the pasuk legabe the din of yisimik tir ba'pecha v'chol al mizbechecha berach Hashem chayla yifol yavtirza. So we see that there's a juxtaposition, a hekish between the inyan of ketoiris. The kahanim were the ones that were marked to the ketoiris in the base of Mikdash, and the inyan of ashiris, which is the inyan of by sandakuas. We also say the same thing. Anyway, you see ketoir ba'pecha v'chol al mizbechecha baruch Hashem chayloi. The person who brought the ketoiris, baruch Hashem chayloi, he got a special bracha. So here too, a person goes and marries a bas koyin. He's hoping that those are from the guys, so to speak, that brought the ketoiris, and this will be a good segula for ashiris. The kol shkein shetoir kahuna. If he happens to be a ben toira and he's marrying a bas koyin, the two segulas together, hopefully that will zichah bring ashiris. Anyway, before you said that Yisrael should not marry a bas koyin, and here you're saying that Yisrael should zuch to go marry a bas koyin kedei to be zoicha to ashiris. This is what we said before. Not that a person who's a zor, a Yisrael marrying a bas koyin, it's a suda she'ein shel mitzvah. A talmud chacham shouldn't even participate. That's if he happens to be an amoret. Obviously, a talmud chacham is a ganz under ma'is avada. He's allowed to go and marry the bas koyin. Nothing more tells us a number of takaf stories. Rabbi Yeshua Nosef Kahanta, Rabbi Yeshua, who apparently was not a koyin, married a bas koyin. Chola, she got sick. Omar, so he says, "Nichalila Aaron the Idbek Bazarei the Havalei Chasna Kiana." It must be the Haran Koyin in with his Ruach Hakodesh or his forces nice upstairs. Because Rabbi Yeshua was a Talmud Chacham.
That's right.
But Rabbi Yeshua is saying about himself, his self-deprecating statement. He's saying, "Ich bin dechen Am Aaretz, and Haran Koyin upstairs in Shemayim doesn't want one of his Einikloch to go and marry me, and so therefore that's why I'm becoming
but
sick."
When Rashi did say it's all a bizarre for Haran, the whole thing. That's why.
That comes out from this Gemara too.
Yeah, same thing.
Einikloch.
Before that's why. It's
okay, no problem. Very good. Rashi is a Talmud Chacham. Am Aaretz Einik Koyin Gnai Hula Aaron Min Anosh. That's what you're referring to. This is
when they started the boat with
Shumas and Rabbi Kiva. Must have been another Rabbi Shua. Maybe even. I don't know. Anyway, so Nosef Kahanta and Cholish. Study more about it. Rav Ili Bar Avin, Nosef Kahanta. Rav Ili Bar Avin was also Yisrael and married a Bas Koyin. Nafke Minei, he was Zoycha to have Trei Bnei Smichi, two Groysa Tamid Chacham, Bnei Smuchim. Here it says Rav Sheis, it's really Rav Shisha Bnei Rav Ili, Rabbi Shua Bnei Rav Ili. Those are the two Talmid, two sons of Rav Ili, Rav Shisha, and Rabbi Yeshua, and they were the two sons, and that's because apparently he was a Talmud Chacham, and he married the Bas Koyin, and therefore Zoycha to tremendous children Tamid Chacham.
Omra Papa Iloy Nasivna Kahant, if it wasn't for the fact that I married a Kohenis, Loy Iasri. We know that Papa was a wealthy individual. He was also a beer brewer, and the Gemara says that
he got rich.
He got rich, and also it says in the Gemara that he gave a lot of tzedakah. Anyway, but bottom line is the Papa said, you know how I got rich? Because I married a Baskoyan, that's skula, that's how I became an Oish. Omra Kahana, Iloy Nasivna Kahant, if I wouldn't have married a Baskoyan, Loy Galoy, I would not have gone into Golus. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us the story about Rav Kahana going to Golus. Rashi says, look it up in Masechta's Bava Kama. The end of Masechta's Bava Kama, right before the conclusion of the Masechta, it tells a terrible story where Rav Kahana lived in a shtot where there was a moiser, a moiser that used to go to the government and cause all types of tzuras. Therefore Rav Kahana went and killed him. Unfortunately, the government found out about it and they were searching Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana had to flee his mokum where he was there because the police were running after him. So says now Rav Kahana, Eloi Nesim Nekahant, if it wasn't for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, Loi Galoi, I would not have had to
go. He was a
I mean it slowly, don't get so nervous. Eloi Nesim Nekahant, if I wouldn't have married a Bas Koyin, Loi Galoi, I wouldn't have had to go into Golis. Omrulei, Bala Mokum Toyra Galisa, you talk around from one place, but the next place that you went was also Mokum Toyra. It's a Nisha Zoy Gefelech. So he says, Loi Galoi, Kira Goli Inchi. But I wasn't able to go willingly on my own. I was forced to go, and that is because I married a Bas Koyin, and Rav Kahana apparently felt that he was not roi to marry a Bas Koyin, and therefore the zibug wasn't oily off in the sense that he had to go into Golus. Freitag Rav Pinchas wasn't Rav Kahana himself a Koyin.
At the Siyam, that's what I remember.
That is correct. Exactly right. We spoke about it in the end of Masechta Seirivim, because Gemara says over there, Rav Kahana Messiah Kahanta. And now the question is, was Rav Kahana a Koyin or not? From our Gemara, it appears that he was not a Koyin, because the only reason why he's saying that, if it wasn't for the fact that he married a Bas Koyin. But if he was a Koyin is allowed to marry a Bas Koyin. If a Koyin is not going to marry a Bas Koyin, who's going to marry a Bas Koyin? You tell me Israelim shouldn't marry, Kahanim shouldn't marry, so who's going to marry? They're all going to remain Chas V'Shalom spinsters. I mean, they got to get married. Anyway, so you're wondering, where is the Toysis? The Toysis is on the Amud Bay. Look at Toysis on the Amud Bay. Oh, you see a surprise Toysis on the top. Omer of Kahana, mash aloy ayekoyin. I brought the Marine and Berek Kamad Kedushin of Kahana, shokal sudra, opinion of Ben. Can you imagine? He participated in opinion of Ben, and he used to go and take a sudra. Sudra means you're supposed to go and give five shkolim. The Gemara clears over there, Ashala, whether you could be yoitz if he gives shove kesef instead of kesef. So it says over there, of Kahana took shove kesef, opinion of Ben. How could he do it if he wasn't a koyin? So tomorrow, is he didn't take it. He wasn't entitled to it because, in fact, he wasn't the coin.
Can I give it?
No, it's consigned in mind that that can a Bas coin do opinion of Ben?
No, just do it.
Okay.
So coin doesn't say Bas coin. You got to give to the coin.
No, you can't give to a Bas coin. Okay.
Anyway, Rav Kahana have Ochel Bishalishta. Yeah, Zidzan Gamze Tzuris.
Maybe by Kalbach they do Chasmus.
Anyway, so Toys Lamasa says that although he was, if you look at all the way at the end of the Toises, the Loi Teim Kahana Begaver Rabba No Loi Bishul Shoye Koyin El Kacho Yishmoi. It Kais Rav Kahana, but he wasn't really a Koyin. But you're right. There's a Toises elsewhere that says that to attack two Rav Kahanas, one who was a Koyin and one who was not a Koyin. And our Rav Kahana in our Gemara is talking about a Rav Kahana that was not a Koyin. You know, you had that in Limburu Park. There was such a story of a person, a Koyin, got very a Mister. There was a person, Mister Khan, who used to daven in a shul for many, many years, and then he stopped davening there any longer. So why did he stop davening? His name was Mr. Khan, but he was not a Kohen. So he said that many people think that he's a Kohen, but the Gaba is always mavazi him every single time. How is he mavazi him? Whenever there's no Kohen in the shul, instead of just calling up Israel, he screams out, Ein Khan Kohen! Machashvak, why do you have to go and say that I'm not a Kohen? Yeah, just keep, don't say anything. Because he says, Ein Khan Kohen, he was insulted, and he doesn't go to that shul anymore.
He can square the hand of Rabbi Kohen, who was not a Kohen.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
In fact, they hired him to take care of Levi's.
Mr. Khan.
His name
is
Cohen.
Anybody has Hanov and Sudus and Shus, in other words, a Sudus Shainishal Dvar Mitzvah, Chas Hashem goes into Golus. how do I know? Shneim says the pasuk ba'oichem karem mitzayin va'agolam mitoich marbeik. Now, what is this? These two psukim. These two psukim are next to each other. The psukim and amois, and the first pasuk is talking about karim. Karim means fattened stone. It doesn't mean just regular sheep, but it means fat sheep. Same thing as agolim, which are young calves. Mitrech marbek, also you took them out of their fattening place. There was a special place called a marbek where they would fatten up the agolim. So if a person insists, and dafka being such a glutton as a baltava, to go and eat as a chafet lambs or fat calves, which is, I guess, is veal, what does it say about them? In other words, your focus should be on rochnias and not filling up your stomach with gashmias.
I once looked this up in the pusik. It says, "V'loy nechli asheva Yosef." In other words, they ate like pigs, but, and they didn't care. Other people were starving and everything. They didn't care.
Okay.
It's a part of it.
Part of it. Very good.
It's a gluttonous meal, obviously.
For sure. Who eats large amounts, he's a big as a gross esser. So if machros the basim, almond the system, he asks him his goyz olav, the talmud the mishtachim, yemenu, and machloik is rabbi's boys olav. All of these things are not good. What's the reason why all of these things are happening? So if machrov is basic, explains to Rashi that since unfortunately he has such a voracious appetite, to satisfy his appetite he's going to have to go and make a lot of money, because the average individual cannot eat the way this guy eats. So what is he going to have to do? He's going to have to do either snoring, or he's going to have to run around the world to try to make money. So machrov is basic. As a result, Nebuch, there won't be a father at home. Ma'almin es ishtoi, his wife is going to become an almana. Says Rashi, she's going to be a living almana b'chayus. Why? Because he's never home. He's constantly running around to the far east, to the southeast, to the northeast, etc., to make money instead of staying at home with his wife. Umiyasim is gozolav. Gozolav means his children. That name, they're going to be the b'chinas yisoyim. They have no father to learn and do homework with them. They have to do homework with the Spanish goiter. V'talmudai mishtakach mimenu. And unfortunately, he's going to forget his learning. Why is he going to forget his learning? Because he's not oisik b'toira. He's running around doing business. Umachloikas rabbi's boy yisolav. Now, what's this machloikas? Actually, it's two pshatim. Pshat number one means machloikas in halacha, that he thinks he's a big talmud chacham, but unfortunately, as he keeps on forgetting his learning because he's not chazering, he's not learning, that he's going to pass in one way, and the other talmud chacham is going to say, "Mister, you don't know what you're talking about. Sinish temes, you don't remember this Rambam. You didn't chazer the Rambam appropriately." That's one type of machloikas. Another type of machloikas is, since he's constantly, he needs money, and unfortunately he's short of cash to go and fulfill his voracious appetite, he's constantly borrowing money, he's taking food on credit from the storekeeper, and now the storekeeper at the end of the month says, "Hey, Mr. Smith, you already have a $10,000 bill," and he says, "No, it's not $10,000, it's only $9,000, $8,000, I paid you part of it, didn't you remember, blah, blah, blah," and he only gets into lots of disputes. Udvarav einem nishmoyim, people who no longer have respect for him, so they won't listen to him. Umchalashim shemayim, after we're talking about a talmud chacham, so if he's going to be a person that's not paying his bills, etc., he's running around like crazy. Mechal Shem Shemayim, v'shem Rabbi, v'shem Oviv, and he's mechal not only Shem Shemayim but also the name of his rabbi and his father. People say, "Look at this guy." Ba ba ba. V'goyim Shem Ra Loi ulabanav ulabanav ad soif kol ha'tayus. Is nishke gitzach. Now the question is, mahi, when we say that it's goyim shira loy ulevanov, what do we mean that the ben gets a bad name? Amrabai korule, they called the son, he's the bar, the son of the mechem tanuri, the guy that was constantly always heating up his oven, because he ate not three times a day, eight times a day. So therefore he's constantly heating up the oven to go...
Microwave son.
Rav Amar Bar Merakit Beikuvi. Merakit Beikuvi explains Rashi is that they had special leitzonim clowns as alcha entertainers that used to go and play in the cafe houses. The reason is they didn't go and charge for the services; they only charged for a drink or two. In other words, they were playing. You look at the Rashi about 8 lines from the bottom. Merakit Beikuvi Kederach Haleitzonim Shemesachkin Umeraktin Bechanoyos Lahashkoyis and Bischarim. They would go into places like bars, etc., and then they would entertain, they would stand on their heads, and they would smile, and they would drink, and they would make all types of jokes and stuff, and the payment was to go and get a bissel schnapps, a bissel shikr. So they would go and say, "Oh, you're the son of their great entertainer." They used to go and get drunk in the bars each time. Rabbah Omar Bar Malachich Pinchi. Malachi Pinchi means a person that goes and licks up his plate. People say, "Ha! I remember your father. He used to love to eat. He would even lick the plate after." Shishmaya Omar Bar Mochreva. What says Mochreva? Says Rashi that this is a person, since he's constantly running around without a head, he doesn't even get home to sleep on his bed. He's constantly sleeping en route. And what would he do is he would take his begodim, he would fold them up, and he would go and put them underneath his head, and he would go to sleep in the street. So you look at Rashi Mochreva on the bottom. Mekapel Vushoi. He would go and fold up his clothing, v'roi veitz, v'yoshen, and he would go and lie his head down on, and he would go to sleep. Kach derech hamistakrim or hamishtakrim. Ain a maspik leilich lebeisoy. Those people that get shikr, they can't even get home. V'lishkav amitosil mekapel abushay tachtov v'yoshen. He's so oskematid or so shikr that he sleeps somewhere in the street on top of his clothing. Okay. Tanabat la'olam yimkar odam kol mashi yesh lo yisa bas tamachacham. A person should go and sell whatever he can to go and marry a bas tamachacham. She meis. If he passes away, it goes into Golus, he can be sure that since he married a Bas Tamar Chochem, that the wife will go and teach the children that they should all be Tamar Chochem.
Well, maybe she'll have to go to her parents in days, but she's a Tamar
Chochem. Och git. And Mufta Shabon of Tamar Chochem, you don't have to worry. While Yisim Bas Amar, Shemais, Oy Goyla, Bonim Amaratzim, who's going to go and teach them Torah? Not the mother and not the grandparents. So, B'lai B'nebach Amaratzim. Make sure not that you marry a Tamar Chochem, and make sure that your daughter should marry a Tamar Chochem. After the shir is over, maybe Reb Simcha will sing it for us. But the point is, in the Egefen that they get together, Tamar Chochem marries a Bas Tamar Chochem, Zere Shein Ezach, Dover No Miskabel. But like Yisra Bas Amoritz, Moshel in the Egefen, Asne, Dover Ko'ur V'Ein Miskabel. That if a Bas Amoritz marries Chasi Sholem and Tamar Chochem, so therefore the two are not on the same wavelength as a Tamar Chochem Bas Amoritz, then Ishka Gut Ezach in the Egefen in the Asne. That means like a thorn bush, like by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a double cut in his kabbal. Nish kagutazach. Some people say that pshat. What's the in the geffen? In the geffen, because normally any other fruit, the fruit is not as the produce, the product of the fruit is not as a choshev that the fruit itself. Every fruit you make a bar pri eitz. If you squeeze out the juice from the fruit, commercial oranges or apples, etc. You have apple juice and orange juice, make sure you don't buy Tropicana. But if you have orange juice and apple juice, you only make a shakel. You don't make a bar pri eitz. It's gone down a madrega from a specific bracha to a generic bracha. Mashenken legabe in the agavan. What do you do? What's the produce of the anovim? You squeeze them out. It has a special bracha by your priyagofen. So therefore, if you have a giling and a shidduch, where both the husband and the wife are both tamar chochem, bas tamar chochem, then the children will be the peiris. These peiris will be more choshev than the parents. They'll be like the wine coming out of the anovim, coming out of the grapes.
When you say about Tropicana, you know how many people here, what you're saying about Tropicana?
At least two or three, because most of the people just delete
it. Say the Abdu one who says it.
Tanu Rabbanan! Let me get right. Lo'ayil mim karo adu kamashi yesh lam yizim bas tamar chochem. V'lo'ayim motz bas tamar chochem. What happens if there is no bas tamar chochem available? Yizim bas gedoli hador. Now, when it says Bas Gedoli Ador, we don't mean the Chovetz Chaim, the Tochtef, and the Chsam Tzoyfe, because they were obviously Grace to Mida Chom. So it doesn't really make sense. If you can't find a Tamar Chochem, go and marry the daughter of a Gadol. So Rashi says, Gedoli Ador over here doesn't mean in Torah, but it means Anshimas of the Tzadikim. In other words, people that are Grace Askonim, Anshimas, that helped out the Gantz Kehla, Azacha, this is Gedoli Ador. So if you can't find a Tamar Chochem, at least go to the Grace Askonim and Tzadikim. Rashi Knesios means those people that are the manhigim in that local community, that they are also, in a sense, grace askanim for the kehillah. A person that collects for tzedakah. Why is that so important? Says Rashi, because they only appoint the gabbai tzedakah if he was toivim and emanim. It's not like today that anybody appoints himself as a gabbai tzedakah. The gabbai tzedakah that we're talking about is gabbai tzedakah that were appointed by the kehillah. Go and marry the daughter of a malamed. If you go and marry a bas amoritz, what does it say about the daughters? So that's why I told you at the beginning of the sugya, it's not an easy gemara to understand. Why they call them called behemoths? So Rashi says on the third line, since they're bas amoritz, they don't really understand anything about Torah and halacha and mitzvahs, etc. So it's like living with a behemoth. Tani, Rabbi Yoimer.
Because according to Bruchas, this one who says they don't wear tefillin and they don't wear tzitzis. That's one of the shittas in brachas. What an amaretz.
We're going to have shortly atoysis what an amaretz is, but we're not up to the
end.
Okay,
Baltimore.
Let me get invited. Baltimore. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, amaretz osel lechol basar, and amaretz should not eat meat. Shenemar zois toiras. Someone who understands Torah with lechel basar behem oif, because an oisik but Torah, a person who's amaretz, also lechel basar behem oif, he shouldn't go and eat meat. Amar bluza, amaretz mutal lenoich rabbi yom kippurim shecholius v'shabbos. Here it says amaisa. You have an amaretz, you're allowed to go and kill him. Now noich doesn't mean to go and shecht him. It means you're allowed to go and kill him, chas shem stab him. On yom kippur that cools out on Shabbos. Why do I say shecht? You'll see in a moment. Yom kippurim shecholius v'shabbos. It's Shabbos mid yom kippur. You're allowed to go and kill. Amar le tamidav, Rabbi, go and say it's an edul alosh and it's noich roy. Emol leshoich doy. Don't go lenoich. Go leshoich doy. Amalehen zed toim bracha zed toim bracha because the shecht you have to go and make a bracha. He's not even right to make a bracha on. Therefore, just go and make mechir. Now, this of course is very very difficult to understand. You're allowed to go and kill someone and Yom Kippur and on Shabbos. So now, if you skip the
toises,
look at the toises next to us. Now skip to the middle of the toises where it says v'nir l'ri. It's two lines after it says daf chavov. In the parentheses, the near the re, the el mairi, meaning our Gemara is talking about the makiv a koyfer lahaches. He's not just an amaretz; he's a koyfer lahaches. In other words, not bekoyis. The havli harigosi kamay pikuach nefesh shu listen v'choshed al hadamim. That this person has the bechina; he has the status of as a holdupnik and he's chush al dama a murderer. Di lavochi, if not the case, hey chmuta lahorge v'yemikvun shecholias b'shabes halafil anachri yosi. Now leaving kill a goy, alas kam bekami, and now they're going to kill a yid and on yom kippur. And on Shabbos, Muzmich Zong, when it's talking about a case of a person who is Nebuchad Koifer, Lahachiz, he knows Rabbi Yishlam and he hates Rabbi Yishlam, etc., etc. Okay. Do more
right. But
he says, listen, and he's Choshel Adam. Exactly.
What, I mean, if he's a gangster, terrorist, he's
ready to
kill him. So it's Muzmich.
That's what
Imar
says, you're allowed to. Don't go and travel together in Amor. This person doesn't want to learn Torah. If he doesn't want to learn, he's not chos. He doesn't have rachmonis on himself, on his chayach v'oyre chimecha. Al chayach v'oyre lekolshkin. The Chabad is not going to be chos on somebody else's chay. So therefore, you have to worry about chas v'sholem that he might go and kill him. Shema yahar genu. Therefore, don't go and accompany him together on a trip. You're allowed to go and tear them apart like tearing apart a fish. What's meant to migabai from the back? Says Rashi, you want to make sure that he dies. So therefore, the best way is you do it from the back. Then you know for sure that you'll kill it. If you do it from the front, you might make a mistake and you might not be that effective. Now it says,
by an apokalypse, you really have no right to kill him. It says, ain't a mal of any merida. So this gemara is not halacha.
Rabbi said, don't take halacha lemaisa. If you have a shah halacha lemaisa, you want to kill him, or go and speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Tanya, Omer of Akiva, kishayisi amaretz. Now, if you think that the hatred that Chazal had to Amaratzim is only one direction, you'll see that it goes both ways. Tanya, Omer of Akiva, kishayisi amaretz. When I was an amaretz, when I was a youngster, says Rabbi Akiva, amaretim yitanli tamad chochem an ashchenu kachamor. You give me a tamad chochem and I'll tear him apart, I'll bite him like a chamor. Omer leitamidav, what's up, sechamor? Rabbi Amor kikelev, I like a dog, what's up, sechamor? Omer lehehaha, zenoyshech v'shoiva etzem, zenoyshech v'shoiva etzem. If you have a dog that gives a bite, it's taka painful, but usually it doesn't break a bone. However, chamor goes and bites. Oh, that's a bone-breaking type of bite. And that's, when I was amoritz, that's what I wanted to go and do. I don't want to offend anybody that feels close to the Mizrahi, but I remember I heard once, Reb Shulam Shvadron, the famous Magid Yerushalayim, Zichron Levracha. So one time he was belittling and he was mocking the Mizrahi people, and he was saying that they couldn't find a better name for their youth than Bnei Akiva, because they want that their children should be like Akiva when he was still young before he became 40 years old. I'm sorry? Before 40. He wanted them to be like before 40, like the Bnei Akiva. What's up, Bnei Akiva? I could call Bnei God, Bnei Reven. What's up, Bnei Akiva? They wanted to be like Rabbi Akiva when he was still young, before 40. Okay. Tanya. Hayameya Oimer Kolamesi Bitalama Oretz Kiilu Kaifsa Omenicha Lefnei Ari. Whoever marries his daughter off the Amaretz as if he went to tie her up and put her in front of a lion. What does that mean? Ma'ari doides va'oicha ve'ein loy bushes panim, and Ari goes and jumps and pulls apart, has no busha. Afamaritz mak uboya ve'ein loy bushes panim. Now, what exactly does that mean? So, if you look, the third toisvis adds a little bit mamtik to the situation. Ma'ari doides va'oicha peirush ve'netam doides va'oicha ve'ein mamtin ad shetomus. The Ari will stow and start eating from his nebuch from his victim even before the victim dies. Afamaritz ein mamtin ad shetispayis, because it says that when a husband and wife live together, he should say divrei piyusim, that they should be in freilich, in a good mood.
It's like a rape. He rapes her.
In a sense, yeah. Okay. Tanya, Reb Lezer Oimer. Imoli onetzrichen lehem lemasu matan hayu horgim oisanim. Says Reb Lezer, if it wasn't for the fact that the Amaratim need us for their parnosa, for their business, in other words, they have to sell us goods and we have to buy from them, if they didn't need us for masu matan, chas hashalom, they would go and kill us. Whoever is learning Torah in front of Amaret, it's as if you went and stole his arusa and lived with her. It's as if you went and stole his arusa and you're living with her because he has left the Torah and you're taking his Torah portion and you take it for yourself because he decided he doesn't want.
I thought that was a limit for not teaching Goyim one.
I mean, that's Goyim, it's Goyim.
No, I know. I thought this was also because it's like adultery to teach it to Goyim.
The sin that Amaratim had to Menichom was greater than the sin that the Goyim had against Yidden, and it's the same. And their wives, yes, man, they even had a greater sinner one to the other.
So therefore, you see this sometimes. I mean, Chaliyah doesn't talk about everybody, but at the same time, you see, like Bennett, these guys have kefelach a sinner to Menichom.
Good, good. That's current events. Anyway.
Well, you want that?
No. Let's go back to after the shiur. You go and share with us some more highlights here. Tana, Shana Upirish Yois Mikulan. Do you know the one that hates the Tamid Chum the greatest? The person who was initially a Talmud in Yeshiva. He was Nebuchadnezzar Shana Upirish and he left the Derech, kids at risk. And now he hates the Tamid Chum even more. Why does he hate them even more? Says Rashi, because he knows about the Shtikl Gemara that Tamid Chum hate the Amaratzim. So he feels hated by them. He also feels that the Chacham looked down upon Amaratim, like we just said. You can even Noichra, you can even go and kill him on Yom Kippur, like a Bahaim, etc. So therefore, he feels mocked and denigrated by the Tamid Chacham, and therefore he hates them even more. The Amaratim never learned this Gemara, so they don't know about how the Tamid Chacham think about them. But he knows what the Tamid Chacham think about them, therefore he hates them. The following six things are said by Amaratim. Ein Moisin Lehen Eidus, Ein Mekabel Mimenu Eidus. What means a Moislan Aidus? What happens if, for instance, I want to go and lend money to someone and I want to make sure that I have Aidim when I come collecting? So therefore I ask two people, Reuven and Shimon, please go and watch the halva, so that if Shimon doesn't pay me back, you'll be my Aidim. Don't appoint an Amoritz to be one of the two Aidim. A Moislan Aidus.
By a Chasana, for instance.
They become the men of Aidus, also the Mikabal Aidus. In other words, when it comes time to testifying, if one of the Aidim happens to be an Amoritz, don't even listen to his Aidus. Don't tell him any secrets. Don't appoint him as a guardian in charge of Yisrael. Don't appoint him on top of Tzedakah. Also don't call me Mislava together like we had before in the Gemara. Don't escort, don't travel together with them because Chas v'Shalom might kill you. You don't have to go and return his Aveda. Then why don't you have to return his Aveda? Says Rashi, because it says Hashiv Tishivem Li Achicha, and he's not considered to be Achicha because he's Einay Oise Masa Amcha. He doesn't want to learn, so therefore he's not Achicha. Af Ein Machriz Al Vidos. V'Tane Kama.
This is what the Taisus went on.
Yeah, exactly. That's why that's how he started. Yeshua Af Ein Machriz. Exactly. Zog Yeh Tzvayt Gemara. V'Tane Kama. The Tane Kama that didn't say Af Ein Machriz Al Vidos. So why did he leave that one out? Tane Kama Zim Nafim Minei Zar Ma'aliyah V'Ochalish Nemar Yochin Mitzadik Yilbash. What's meant to Gemara? Tane Kama. The reason why he didn't enumerate because although there's no mitzvah to give back an aveda to the Am Aretz himself, however, if the Am Aretz will give back his aveda, and this Am Aretz will die, who's going to get the benefit of aveda? His children. Maybe he has children who are Zar Ma'aliyah, Talmid Chacham, and therefore you should give back an aveda even to the Am Aretz, because although don't give it to him, but hopefully future doidus will have benefit from that aveda. Okay, so we finished his Gantz Agadata and we turn back to our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah that if a person left and he remembered, oh yeah, yeah, I didn't do beer chametz, or a person left Yerushalayim and he remembers he has basar kodshim, how much is the shear that he has to go back and either be mevayer the chametz or burn the kodshim in Yerushalayim? So he had a machloikis, Rav Meir said zeh v'zeh kebeya, Rav Yehuda says zeh v'zeh pekezayim. This is a stira. Remember, the Meir Sava Kibehu the Choshev. When you have a shear of a Kibeya, that's Choshev, go back and burn it. The Meir Sava Kazayis Nami Choshev, even a Kazayis is Choshev. But many back in Mesechta's Brachis, we said just the opposite. At Kama Hein Mezamnin, what's the minimum shear that people ate for benching and for doing Zimon? Says the Tanakama, the Meir Ad Kazayis. So here we're saying in our Mishnah that according to the Meir, the Choshev Shir is a Kibeya. The Beauty says the Choshev Shir is a Kizayis. And Dele Gabi Benjamin, we say Bung Vakert, that the Shir is a Kizayis according to the Meir, and the Beauty says a Kibeya. What's going on? Rabbi Yochanan Mechlef is the Shir, the Taka, go and switch them around so that they should both be consistent. Our Gemara and Rashi doesn't say which one you should switch around, but Toises and Mesechtes Brachos says switch around Rav Meir and Yehuda in Mesechtes Brachos, so that there by Zimun Rav Meir holds Kibeya and Yehuda holds Kizayis, so it should be consistent with our Gemara over here. You don't have to switch it. They're two different. These are tzvei dinim, tzvei halachas. What is tzvei dinim? Hasa bikroy pligi. The meis sava v'chalta v'svata v'rachta. Achila zu achila. V'chalta means to eat. V'svata zu shtia. And what's the minimum shir of achila? Achila b'kazayis. Like kol atoyde kula achila b'kazayis. So you have no reason to upgrade the achila from your normal achila b'kazayis, and that's a shir achila. V'bidu sava v'chalta v'svata achila shiyesh b'sviya. These are not two separate things, achila and tzviya. That means an achila mit asviya tzuzamin. What is that? Zuzu kibaya, eat a kibaya, then you already become asviya. So that's the machloik is over there. Hacha b'svara pliki. What's a svara? When do you have to return? When you have the minimum shear of tumah. Because after all, we're talking about, for instance, that this kodshim by going out of Yerushalayim has become Possul, so the psul is similar to psul of tumah. What is the shear of tumas oichlin? Is be kibaya. So just like tumah is a kibaya by oichlin, af chazaras is a shear kibaya. For you to say chazaras ki isurai, just like the iser of chomet or the iser of kodshim that became nifsal be yoytze. What is the shear? The shear is an iser achilam isur bekezayis af chazaras bekezayis. So therefore, the two are totally unrelated. Is lamaisa we have a machloikis whether both of them are a shear of a kezayis or a shear of kibaya. Tanya Reb Nosson, Oymer Reb Nosson gives a third shita, zeh bezeh kishtei beyim, that both the case of the chomet and the shear of the basar kodshim, when do you have to go back to burn it, is by two beyim. Flei hoydu lechacham, the chom were not moide, because the chom held, like we said in our Mishnah, either both are kezayis or both are kibaya.